Hey there. Been a minute. Not really. It was really just been a week. But anyways, I didn't do a podcast last week. I don't know what was going on, but I just didn't. And I just came back from Boston. So, well, I came back yesterday. What, last night at like what 9:30. So yeah, went to work today, and here I am. It is, what is this? 6:49 p.m. in Titusville, Florida. So that's where I am. Even after saying something about the timestamp and like the location and everything on the last podcast, I'm still doing it. Here we go. Anyways, I don't think this episode is going to be that long. I say that in my mind, and I say that sometimes out loud on this podcast, and it still end up being like at least 45 minutes or 30 or an hour sometimes. But I really want to get serious real fast. Like, forget the jokes. Like, just like a real, just like, hold on before we even get to anything kind of moment. And honestly, this is the thing that I really want to talk about, just because y'all people, just people in general, like whatever situation y'all got going on up there in y'all mental, it's not it. Y'all elevators are not going all the way up. It is not it. Okay? So, a while ago, I guess, there was like an issue at one of the schools, you know, over here in Brevard County. And one of the kids that, you know, I take care of basically was exposed to someone that had COVID, right? So we had to have, you know, this kid in a whole separate room away from the kids and everything like that. Mind you, away from the kid, child, away from everybody else, Lord, away from everybody, you know, that just, you know what I mean. Anyways, but apparently the school had been trying to call and contact his mom for the entire school day. They called, you know, the mom, the grandma, everybody. Nobody was picking up. So he was basically in the clinic all day because he was not going back into the, you know, to his class. So he gets with me. And, you know, we're sitting over here calling his mom and everything. And his mom is like, well, I'm about to go out of town and everything like that. And I'm like, what? For what? I'm sorry, but if somebody told me something about my child, whether it's COVID, whether he got pink eye, whether he just got beat up, whether, I don't know, he ain't got lunch money. Like, we're stopping and we're going to tend to our child because it's ours. Like, we created this. Hello? Instead, when we told you that you had to come and pick your child up, like Speedy Gonzalez, like, you know, you needed to pick him up yesterday. Hello. You come about 4 or 5 hours after we told you that he needs to be, you know, picked up immediately. And you came here with like full makeup, hair did, like he was about to go to the club. I'm like, right. You hear that silence? Me too. I'm so confused. I'm so confused. Okay. Can't find the note. Confused. Okay. Like Christmas Mariah Carey. Confused. Okay. Like, what is actually going on? This makes absolutely no sense, bruh. Like, really though. But really though. How? Explain. How? How? Anyways, you come, you get the child, and it's just, you know, it's done, it's over with. I say that whole entire story to say, are you freaking kidding me, parents? Like, what's going on? What is going on? It's so many things going on in the world. It's just, it's a lot going on. You're just adding to it. Like, what? We could have had this dude on the street. Like, legit, no joke. We could have had him outside this building. But no, you said you was coming. I did not know that you coming meant that it was gonna be 4 or 5 hours, or you was coming, but you was gonna come at the regular time you pick him up. What? Make it make sense. It's not making no sense. You know, people out here dying. Like, COVID is a life or death situation kind of thing. And you out here just, I mean, I don't know, skipping down the doggone road. Like, what's going on? You don't even live that far away. Like, huh? What are you doing? Full fake makeup, really though? Anyways, we had another doggone issue out here in Brevard County with this doggone, with a family that basically, one of them, was sick or whatever, or was complaining about a sore throat, didn't know that they had COVID. So the mom had that child stay home, but the other two kids were still going to school. Come to find out, all three of the children had COVID, and it's like, okay, but they was at this school, so shouldn't this whole school be shut down, honestly, at this point? Because they was all up and through the school for about a week or so before anybody even knew that anybody had COVID. So again, I said all that to say, can we please, like, be vigilant and just be stop doing the most? Like, y'all out here doing the most. We got people out here going to pool parties and stuff. And I mean, I really can't be talking, because I do be traveling and stuff. But like, I travel in safety, bro. Like, y'all be sitting over here tripping. Y'all be out here just willy-nilly. Oh, we outside. We don't need no man. You outside. Put that thing on. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop. Get it together. All y'all is dirty. Y'all don't teach y'all children how to properly wash their hands. They go in that bathroom, put that soap on their hand. It ain't even no water on their hand. How the soap supposed to lather? Anyways, you go and they put the soap on their hands and rub it 2 times and put it in the water. Oh, my hand's clean. Girl, no, it's not. What about the back of your hand? What about underneath your doggone nails? Like, really though? We ain't teaching our kids not a doggone thing. And I say that to say, can we please start teaching these kids something in school about the real world? Because if I got to go and help somebody with Scott doggone math one more time, and it's math that we ain't even using, girl, you better teach a child how to doggone write a check and what to do with that check. Not like we really using checks out here no more, but you know, just in case, you know, disaster reliefs and stuff, they be over there sending that stuff in checks. You better teach your child how to doggone cash that check. What you doing? Teach me how to doggone shop. Teach me how to get an apartment. Can we please teach me how to live instead of sitting over here teaching me what X plus Y plus Z plus 1 plus 2 mean? Why the alphabet with the doggone numbers anyway? Shoot. Ugh. Pisses me off. It's just like, and y'all wonder why so many other, like, countries are doing way better than us academically, though. Like, it's because they do that. They, like, teach you things that you need to know in life instead of just teaching you what 1 plus 1 is. Like, I have yet to use what 1 plus 1 is. Like, the actual, like, 1 plus 1, I've yet to use it. Talking about someone, I'm going to need this. Girl, when I'm finna need 1 plus 1? Stupid. Don't make no sense. I just can't. I hate school so hard. Oh, my goodness. But anyways. I have just been, I don't want to say going through it, but I don't know, things are looking up a little bit. You know, I got people sitting out here trying to talk to me and stuff, so we're going to see. Watch, tomorrow I'm going to make another episode, and I'm going to be sitting over here complaining or saying some foolishness, and you're going to let me do that. Y'all going to let me do that, thank you. You're going to let me. Thanks. Ooh. All y'all are so judgmental. I can hear it through the doggone speakers. Anyways. I don't know. I have so many topics and so much to say, but just, like, at the same time, like, don't. You know, that mess aggravates me. That's what I wanted to talk about. Bro, y'all, like, on the real, what's up with people? Just, like, the, I don't know, the just people. going back to people. So tell me why my ex and his friend basically pulled up at my job, right? Luckily, nobody was here. I'm the last person. It was fine. It was whatever. I wasn't really too mad at that. But you go and, like, we broke up, what, last year? Probably even longer. I don't remember. I don't be keeping track. Anyways, he basically was trying to get back with me like 2 weeks ago, him and another ex. And I'm just like, okay, we're going to take a pin in that because both of y'all is just, anyways. Him and his friend basically pull up and they started arguing with me. And he was like, he feels like I only put like 80% or sorry. He put 100%. Lord, he put 80 to 100%. Of work and energy and time into the relationship, and I didn't put any into the relationship. Mind you, during this relationship, like every other day, I was getting accused of either cheating, lying, or not being where I said I was. And it's not like, you know, when we first started dating, this dude knew me. You know what I'm saying? Like, we knew each other, but like, not knew like that. Like, come on now. If I'm at work, I'm at work. Like, why would I lie? Why would I lie? I can't say sometimes I do be lying because some of y'all don't be needing to know where I be at. But if we're in a relationship or whatever and like something is going on, I'm finna say so. Like, I'm very blunt, very open, very just like, okay, it is what it is. And I said what I said kind of person. As you know, because I don't edit any of these doggone podcast things. Like, child, anyways, who got time for that? Like, just be raw. That's how some of these kids coming into this world. Rap it, people, rap it. Anyways, they was basically sitting over there trying to argue with me and everything. And again, like I was saying, I was being accused of all kinds of stuff during the relationship, but I had just ended it because like I got enough of it. And he basically was saying that he felt like I would always go and try to hang out with my sister and my friends instead of hanging out with him or whenever we had a date or whatever, I would cancel because I would go hang out with my sister. And as you all know, well, some of you may know, some of you may not. I did make a podcast about it. Wait, did I? Oh my gosh, I don't know if I did or not. I think that might have been a YouTube or... it was something, but I did talk about it, how I found out my dad was basically molesting my sisters. And that was a while ago after, now I know this is a podcast. There's a podcast on here. One of my episodes is about family or whatever. It's like a whole situation about a group chat. And I'm like dropping names. I'm just like not even caring, like everybody getting exposed kind of thing. I kind of cut all of my family off after that right there. And so like my sister and everybody, like they were blocked and they were trying so hard to get a hold of me to the point where she had her friend get my Snapchat and then her friend snapped me for me to call my sister and tell her, and talk to her about the situation or whatever, because I had no idea anything was going on because again, they was blocked. I'm not going to continue to be dealing with stupid people. You know, like I don't play by the block button. Once you get on my nerves, you get on my nerves. That's just it. But my dad was basically, you know, molesting my sisters, and it was a really wild ride, you know, to say the least. I mean, it's still kind of going on. Well, not the molesting, but, you know, just the whole entire situation. But basically, when I found out about, you know, my dad doing that, I was like, you know, I kind of felt bad because I did cut them off, but then at the same time, I didn't really care because I did cut them off and they deserve to be cut off. So, like, your fault. Maybe you should, you know, be a better person. Anyways, after I found that out, I was basically, you know, trying to do everything I could to help my sister just because, you know, I've been raped on multiple occasions. And it's like, he molested her and some of my other sisters. So it's like, you know, it never really got to any further than that. But, you know, it's still pretty bad. It's still really like, wow, what the heck? And I could relate. Like, you know, I understood what was going on, you know, in that sense. So there was three different times where I basically either canceled. No, I canceled one time. but decided not to hang out with him two other times because I was going and tending to my sister and what they were going through during this time. So you're telling me the three times that I actually, you know, dissed you, so you say, or dismissed you or whatever during this relationship were three times where like there was something significant going on family-wise, and you wanted me to ditch them and come hang out with you to do what? Sit there, look at each other and look stupid and talk about the same doggone thing that we stay be talking about because you don't know how to doggone speak proper English? Like, bitch, you thought the word beige, like the color or whatever, meant vague. Can we talk about it? Like, no, can we talk about it, though? Can we talk about it really, though? Like, for real. Don't come at me. I'm sitting over here, doggone, and I was like, honestly, I was mad at myself because, I allowed myself to like somebody that was like that. You know, like, you legit, no joke, was mad at me because I was spending time with my family because there was, like, a situation going on and was not hanging out with you. And I was like, what the heck? Anyways, he was like, they started yelling at me and everything. And, like, this was old me. Old me? Old me? There would have not been no yelling. There would have been, oh, y'all came. I did not invite y'all. Y'all seem like y'all pulling up and trying to start some stuff. There would not have been no questions. Would not have been no doggone talking. There would have just been a fight. Period. But I said, you know what? No, because we got cameras out here, first of all. But secondly, I have grown. And I am grown. So I could probably, go to jail for real for that. Anyways, I was like, no, I'm finna talk it out. We finna talk it out. We finna talk. Get all the way up to that point. And they sit over there just yelling. Saying I'm just a bad person because, I wasn't treating her friend right. And he was saying that I was a bad person because I wasn't treating him right. And, wouldn't give him a proper chance in a relationship and stuff like that. And I started to, say what I needed to say. I was like, sir, you told this girl everything that I was doing in this relationship and explained it as if it was you and it wasn't. You wasn't the one that was getting accused of different things every 2 days. I was. So the fact that you would even say that I was doing that means that you know that you was doing it. Maybe you should stop. We're not together anymore, but the future you and like the whoever you is with after this, like maybe you should stop. And she was sitting over there looking all kinds of stupid because she was basically, following everything that he was saying, but I was basically debunking everything that he was saying about me. Because all the stuff that he said that I did, he did. I ain't do none of that. Like, what the heck? And he was like, don't even come over here and try to flip nothing. You just don't understand. You don't be listening. You never comprehend anything anybody's saying. You only listen to react. I said, first of all, that's my saying. Thanks. You got that from me. Right. Right. Uh-huh. Anyways. And it's, you don't listen to comprehend, you listen to say something or react. Hello, get it right. But again, can we talk about, how are you finna talk about my comprehension skills? Like, don't talk about my comprehension skills. Don't do that. You thought the word doggone beige was vague. Like, that's just one thing. Like, that's one word that he done mixed up. Or don't even know about. Actually, because he ain't know. Like, that's one word. I ain't finna say the rest, because it's a big old doggone list of words that you just don't even know or can't say. And you gonna come for me with my comprehension skills? Girl, you can't even talk, literally. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. Anyways, I don't know. I had just like went off and was just like going. It was like a whole big old argument or whatever. Had both of them sitting over there crying or whatever. And then before they left, them two had gotten to an argument because basically he had lied again. Like he lied about, what he was doing in the relationship and what was going on and everything. And I was like, I don't even know why y'all decided to bring y'all behinds over here. Like y'all don't make no kind of sense. Like what was y'all, like who did you think you was, Batman? Like who was finna come over here and like say whatever you need to say and or jump me or whatever and call it a day? Like, no, if you say something, I say something. Like, this is not, I'm not the road, honey. I'm not the street. You're not just finna to ride all over me, honey. You're not about to drive over me. You're not about to, no. and no again. Like, I don't know who you thought this was. Anyways, I don't know. Y'all need to get yourselves together. If somebody broke up, like, I'd be trying to be, like, cordial and everything. Just because, like, you know, I go and I always say, well, I like them for a reason. And so, like, I'm still, you know, friends with most of my exes. So, it's fine. You know, like, their majority of them are, like, you know, good people. So, it's like, yeah, just because we didn't work out relationship-wise don't mean we can't work out friend-wise. Just because, you know, again, I did like you for a reason. But I also broke up with you for a reason. So, it's like, remember that. But if somebody breaks up with you or whatever, at that point, especially if you know why they broke up with you, like, this is the time to fix it. Fix yourself. Self-development. We are in the middle of, like, a pandemic. Like, this is the time to be sitting over here looking inside of yourself and trying to figure out what exactly is going on with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're killing me, bro. You're killing me. Anyways. All right, child. I'm just finna end it here because, honestly, I'm about to get heated. Just because, just reliving that or talking about that whole situation with them pulling up or whatever just, like, had me gone. Because, like, for real, how are you finna sit over here and get mad at somebody because they sitting over here dealing with their family? Mind you, the family that they cut off. Because people out here, doggone, being touched on by the same people they supposed to be being protected by. You think I'm finna hang out with you? First of all, what? Second of all, But number three, girl, for real. Like, really, though. Like, you're not making any kind of sense talking about something. Well, the least you could do was, like, invite me. Like, I could have came with you. Came with me to do what? Nobody likes you. Came with me to do what? Sit there and look all confused because you don't understand the words that be coming out all of our mouths? Mr. Beige. Stupid. Like, you're not making no kind of sense. Stop. And this was a family thing. We was not even that deep in this relationship. Like, we dated for like 3 months, basically, although we stayed together for about a year. But we only really dated for like 3 months. Like, huh? Don't do that. Do not do that. Absolutely. Absolutely not. This dude, like, stays sitting over here. You tell him a problem and it's not even, like, he'll listen to it. But, like, he's not really paying attention. And he's slow. So it's like, what the heck? So, like, let's say this girl decided that she felt comfortable enough telling you what was going on or whatever. Like, what would you do? Would you be like, oh, I'm just sorry to hear that. Well, you know, this is this. Or, oh, my sister was this. And, you know, I don't know. Like, you go into a whole different story about the doggone situation. You ain't even doggone trying to help this person with the situation. And you were not invited because this person did not feel comfortable enough to be sitting over here telling you the information in the first place. Weirdo. Like, come on now. In those kind of situations, you need to be invited to the doggone cookout. Legit, no joke. Like, these people. We got dumb exes. We got parents that don't want to deal with their children, although they might have COVID. We got parents still taking their kids to school having COVID, not saying that they don't know that they did have COVID. It's a bunch going on. Y'all need to get it together. Because whatever y'all sipping on, whatever y'all smoking, whatever water y'all drinking, put Dasani down. Fiji or Zephyr Hills, that's it. Leave it alone. Awkwafina, girl, she only good when she is on the TV. Not the water. Put it away. Put it away. Whatever y'all doing, stop. Like, legit, no joke. Y'all out here playing hella games. Like, hella games. Stop. Life is not a game. You heard Dora. I know y'all seen the movie, but exploring's not a game. But exploring's not a game. Come on now. Get it together. Shoot, people's lives are on the line. Y'all out here playing. Ugh. Anyways, that's all I got for today because I wasn't really prepared. I wasn't really trying to do nothing. I was just saying whatever came to mind just because I've been having some doggone issues with just people in general. I'm gonna stop doggone saying sorry, I apologize or whatever because I come over here and say the same doggone thing every doggone time. Shoot. Anyways. All right. I'll see y'all later or talk to y'all later because I can't see y'all. Anyways. All right. Bye.